welcome to the Carve a Monster Hunter podcast, where you can bone up on hunting monsters, episode 112. I'm your host, SBJ.
And I'm your boy, Micah.
Sound tired.
Micah emoji.
This is weird, because we're recording at not a normal time at all.
No, it's late.
But it's not as late as we normally record. Normally we're recording at like 3 a.m.
That's true.
It's only like 10 p.m.
Yeah. I've been tired more and more lately, though.
It's still Thursday.
Not like just in general, just that night.
Oh. Got that new sleep schedule.
Yeah, vacation does that.
We're here to talk about Monster Hunter.
What's Monster Hunter?
It's when your transmission in your car blows up. And you have to reschedule your entire day because of it. That's what Monster Hunter is. You hunt for a new transmission.
Oh, I see.
And then you realize the hunt is too daunting, so then you just hunt for a new car.
I thought that was Dauntless.
Dauntless is so 4 episodes ago.
It had a good run.
Look, I'm just not into pirates. You can't win me over with a pirate theme.
I agree. I'm into ice, though.
Yeah, there's a new Iceborne trailer. And that's our episode. We'll see you guys next
week. That's it. Go watch it on twitter.com/monsterhunter. That's it. Go watch it and we're done.
This is our main topic of the week. There's a new trailer. Gamescom was earlier this week. I actually don't know if it ended or not, but Capcom had a booth for Iceborne. Also, PAX is coming up. I'm pretty sure they'll be there as well. We'll get to that. That's our second part of news. But they provided a storyline trailer set in the Hoarfrost Reach.
That's not how it's Hoarfrost? Said.
Hoarfrost?
Hoarfrost. Oh. Kind of a suggestive name, but it isn't when you see it spelled out.
The trailer focuses on something called the Old Everworm, which I think was one of the trophies.
It was. We talked about that
previously.
If you skipped ahead when we told you there were spoilers in a previous episode that we discussed and you didn't want to hear it, now we can talk about it and you don't have to skip ahead because it's a real thing that they've publicly talked about.
It says here on our, we have an article here from PC Gamer. It's not clear what the Everworm is. It's probably something even bigger and badder than Valkana, the icy elder dragon that has graced a lot of the promotional material for Iceborne. The new trailer provides an eyeful of Valkana, including some direct combat.
Eyeful. Oh, like an eyeful.
Like you saw some combat finally.
There was, your eyes were full of combat.
And ice. And
I thought you meant Hoarfrost. Like Eiffel Tower.
Oh, Eiffel Tower.
Eiffel Tower.
The trailer also includes some combat footage of Brachydios, a brute wyvern that has been featured in previous Monster Hunter titles. There's also shots of a razor-tusked Baroth and Glavinus, which in this article says has a knife for a tail.
Baroth?
Oh, sorry.
Those are two different monsters, sir.
Baroth. What did I say?
Baroth.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, he sucks.
No shovel face.
Monster Hunter World launches on September 10th for consoles, and no... we have to wait a while for PC. It is planned... Oh, wait. I missed this news.
What's
that? I should have read the whole article.
Uh-oh.
PC is planned for January 2020.
Whoa. Actual release window. Not a date, but a window at least.
PC Gamer says? I feel like they're pretty trustworthy.
Yeah. PCGamer.gov? Com?
Com.
Okay.
.exe?
.net. That's exciting. They have there you go. PC players, you got a window at least.
A window, yeah, I guess.
A window.
I think we knew about Brachydios. I mean, the cry, the green slime.
I absolutely didn't see this coming.
Right over my head.
It's a big surprise. I'm shocked. I'm appalled.
How could they do this to us?
It's amazing. It's cool to see it actually in action, though. Looks real good. Looking real good in that high-res 4K. Pre-rendered cutscene footage.
This is some IGN coverage of Gamescom. During the show, the developers discussed a few changes about Brachydios compared to its first appearance in Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate. It applies its slime-covered green blast when it's enraged. That slime triggers even more quickly to get rid of Brachydios' slime, which is now Blast Blight status in Iceborne.
Oh.
I don't remember what it was in 3U.
Slime.
Oh.
Slime status.
You must null berry or roll 5 times. 5 is italicized. That sounds important. Rolling that much consumes quite a bit of stamina, which leads you vulnerable, so be prepared with null berries before going out to hunt the explosive brute wyvern. Brachydios also has a new effect up its sleeve. It's got sleeves?
Oh, I get it. Slime sleeves. Because it's got slime sleeves.
Or should we say horn? The slime... The slime applied to the ground by the pounder on its skull causes hunters to slow down, similar to the effects of Gerotodus's mud, for example.
Oh, so you still get... There's still some slime. You still get slimed by... Who is that? Mark Summers? Double Dare?
Oh, Double Dare.
You still get Double Dared.
That show was dangerous.
Yeah.
I'm surprised no one got hurt.
No, you remember they had the course and you had to, like... One of the things was you had to pull the flag. Yeah. That was Double Dare, right?
Uh-huh.
And you had to go through the course. You had to pull the flag out of the nose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wasn't there one where they like slid down a nose and then in out of the nose into...
Was that out of a nose? Maybe that was a mouth. Maybe that was a tongue. Slide down the tongue. All this is real weird to have kids do.
Yeah, I think they only won like $50 too.
And you could go and I do remember it. This is a great side rant. When I was young, we took a trip down to Florida. Old Florida.
Uh-huh. I've never been there.
And we went to Disney, the Disney Florida. But right in that same area was Universal Studios. And we went to Universal Studios, which is where they filmed all of that. Double Dare and Triple Dare. I don't know any other show other than Double Dare.
There was the one with the aggro Craig.
Yep. Legends of the Hidden Temple.
That was an aggro Craig.
Yeah, that was aggro.
Guts was aggro Craig. Legend of the Hidden Temple was just Legend of the Hidden Temple.
Yeah, but
you
it
got
had
your golden monkeys
what was
and
his
your
name?
Blue baboons.
Yeah, the blue baboons.
And your
the
red snapping turtles.
What was the
your golden shinks?
Piranhas. What were the your purple piranhas?
Purple piranhas. Alliteration was strong in that.
Yeah, it
that
really
world.
Was. No, but Legend of the Hidden Temple had what's his name? The big face that talked.
Totem.
Not Totem. I don't remember. Someone will remember and
Aztec God
tweet at us about it. Anyways, I saw the studio and we sat in on a filming of Double Dare.
You did?
Yeah, very disappointing.
And then Brachydios just crushes through the wall.
Yeah.
Slimed it up. Slimed the audience.
It was really disappointing in person.
I'm sure there was a lot of downtime.
It was very small. You know, it's not small.
IGN also...
How can we bring this back?
IGN's not small. IGN also had the privilege of witnessing a turf war between Brachydios and Azur Rathalos.
The old green and blue and green?
There is also some footage of the extensive new customization option for your hunter room in Selenia.
Oh, I'm excited about
that. The massive space is complete with a private hot spring, a huge aquarium. Each furniture option can be changed between styles, materials, and more. And different pieces can be unlocked by progressing through the story, getting lucky at the Steamworks, and other tasks.
The Animal Crossing fan in me. I was real excited about that. I'm into it.
Should we talk about the elephant in the room?
You mean the centipede in the room? Centipede wyvern in the room? Before we move on to that, you feel like we got everything out that we need to get out about Brachydios?
We can talk about the story trailer. It was 4 minutes.
I mean, I don't think there was too much to... there was a lot there. There's a lot to unpack.
They're pushing the handler still, and I don't like her.
Well, you gotta have... Listen, you want your hunter to talk instead? They did that in Fallout, and everyone hated it.
Everyone always wants people to talk. They want your person in Destiny to talk. They want your character in Final Fantasy to talk. They want your Link to talk. I don't want any of these to talk.
That's why you got the handler, because then your character doesn't have to talk. But there is still somebody who's talking for you. That's the key.
Taylor's just so generic.
She seems a little bit toned down in this trailer. And not as like, whoa, 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 whoa.
That's 100% how I feel about her all the time. The other characters seem fine. I don't know what like the difference between the other characters and the handler, but I think it's the fact that you have to like save her multiple times, which I think is just such a boring trope. She like, oh, she gets herself into trouble, but she also like knows a lot, but she's also dumb enough to like continue to get herself in trouble.
It's it's a different trope from what you're talking about. The trope being that person who is the smartest scientifically is the least street smart. Is that the that makes sense? Look at let's look at Digimon.
Okay.
As an example.
I mean, I can't
who's the smart boy in Digimon?
Joe.
Joe was super smart, right? Uh-huh. Knew everything there was to know about the Digimon.
I'm
Digimon
really
world.
Curious where this is gonna go.
But also got into trouble.
No, Joe wasn't really Joe wasn't really smart.
All right, I don't know their names. Which
Izzy,
one was it?
Izzy. Izzy. That's the computer dude.
Izzy, super smart.
Uh huh.
Knew all about the Digiworld.
Knows about the Digiworld.
Got into trouble all the time. Was not the hero that was doing the saving. Was the one that needed to be saved.
Look, there's nothing heroic about the handler. I don't think she does anything.
That's what I'm saying. Neither was Izzy.
No. But they would totally do the thing where the handler does do something heroic. And you're just like, but why?
Wait, she did?
No, when? Not yet.
Oh.
I just expect them to.
Well, you can't be mad at a trope that hasn't happened yet.
Yes, I can. I saw when they introduced the pickle and she was out there picking berries.
That might as well have been.
That was the most frustrating thing ever. That scene of her being like, oh, this dangerous world, but I'm gonna pick berries.
That might as well have been Izzy looking up the cyber world on his computertron.
This isn't Transformers.
And Devil Joe could just as easily could have been
busting through a wall.
Devilmon. I don't know. Is that a
real Digimon?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Look, you put a word in Mon, I'll find you a Digimon that
I could write you that same exact scene in multiple different mediums and. I mean, it is a tire trope, but...
Okay. Here's the thing about the trailer, though. Right. I watched the trailer on stream with, like, 150 people. Twitch bounty. So I got paid to watch it.
Okay.
From Twitch, not Capcom. Well, yeah. I guess Capcom.
Well, I mean...
Whatever. Yeah. Just disclosure. Got paid my whatever for that.
I didn't even... I just watched it for free.
You did the wrong way.
Watched it on my phone.
And I can't imagine... This is... I love Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine anyone seeing that story trailer and being like, I better pre-order this game. Like, who are they actually marketing? Like,
I mean, there are people. Like, it was exciting to me. It's not like...
Yeah, but they already have your money.
Yeah, that's true. But it's not like it's, you know, something that I could see showing that story trailer to Becky. Like, Becky knows what Monster Hunter is. She has played... very little of it, but I could see showing her as someone who is an extremely casual non-player of Monster Hunter that this game does have some substance beyond just you do the grind, you hunt the monsters, that's it. It's a constant grind. It's a constant. There's no story substance to it at all, and that could be a pull. I could see that being the pull for some people.
I know I'm in the
to
wrong.
To us, we don't care because we know that we're going to power through the story and then it's going to be about the grind.
The real game.
Gear. Yeah. The real game. Real game. Real Monster Hunter starts now.
Starts when the handler's not talking to you. I just can't imagine anyone who didn't play the first one and then watches this story trailer and goes like, I'm into that. But, like, I don't know how else you market it. And I know I'm in the wrong in the sense of Monster Hunter World is the best-selling Capcom game of all time. I feel like we talk about that every single podcast.
Yeah.
But it's just a weird instance of coming from the past where they just showed you fighting monsters and showing these monsters to this. We're going to dedicate 4 minutes to this story.
To some people, that's just not that as exciting as like seeing that there's a lore and a substance to this world.
I don't know if there's anything exciting about like seven dudes and one female being like, let's kill this ice drake.
Well, we don't know what it is. That's the real pull, is it's the Everworm. Which was the same thing with, I don't remember what it was specifically.
This is here. I'm trailer. It was the trailer 101.
Elder Dragon Killer or whatever. I don't remember.
Elder Dragon?
No, whatever it was that the, I can't remember, but whatever it was that
the Dragonator
referring to Xenogeva as, that was like, because Zora Magdaros was upset.
Oh.
And that was like part of the story trailer for World.
Yeah. This is how you sell the game.
All right, let's hear it.
You cut all of that?
Marketing Steve.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
You show like 5 seconds of these big monsters. You cut all the story.
Yeah.
And then you show 2 minutes of Palico's in a hot tub.
All right.
It'll sell you an instant million copies.
But we already got all that, so.
Yeah, but if you've never played it, why are they not showing more Palico's?
I guess.
That's how you get people in.
You know, they gotta build that lore.
The lore about Palico's taking hot baths.
As a person who's a fan of lore in games.
I like lore.
I do appreciate that they are not just, for every single marketing material about this game, backseating the lore.
No, like, I mean,
you gotta
have
something.
That's why I said I'm wrong.
Because every trailer to this point for Iceborne has just been, look at this thing you're fighting. And here's another thing you're going to fight, but you haven't seen it yet. You'll see it next time.
From my sample size of 150 people.
Okay.
Some of them were already, the people that were excited that I was playing a Monster Hunter trailer were already excited to the point where they purchased it. And then I asked, again, this is a very small sample. I'm not going to be like, look at two people said it, so it has to be true. But when I was like, if you haven't played Monster Hunter, was that exciting to you? And the people who haven't said, no, I had no clue what was happening.
But also, let's look at the sample size here. This is a crucial step. We're talking about your Twitch chat.
You can always trust Twitch chat.
Yeah, especially when they're there specifically for one person, because there's no bias involved at all.
Look, I'm a huge Monster Hunter fan. They could have told me that they weren't interested in it. That's fine. You know what people are interested in?
What?
Sales.
I hear there's a whole lot of them. I was unaware of this till I was in your Twitch chat. Someone was screaming about it.
There's a Capcom publisher sale happening right now in the eShop from August 22nd to August 29th. There's a bunch of Mega Man stuff on sale, but I'll hit the Monster Hunter ones here. Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate, $6. 4 Ultimate, $9. Generations on the 3DS, $16. Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate on the Wii U.
just hit me with it.
$8.
Okay.
If you got your Wii U up and running. And then,
can you still buy games? I guess you can still buy games on that thing.
I think so, yeah. And then Monster Hunter Generations Ultimate on the Nintendo Switch is $24.99.
Ooh, that's a good deal.
That's a good one.
I don't think, other than Black Friday, I don't think Generations Ultimate has been on sale, really, right?
I think for Black Friday, Generations Ultimate was...
I think it was 30
35.
Bucks. 35, yeah.
Because it came out in September?
This is the cheapest it's been. Good deal.
That's pretty good. I guess if you have a Switch and you want Monster Hunter...
Yeah, do it.
Does not look like World is on sale on PlayStation 4. I just gave it a check real quick. $49.99. Don't buy that.
Well, you get the whole bundle, right? You can buy the deluxe Iceborne bundle
for $49. Yeah, regular old Monster Hunter's $50.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that one. Get the I think Iceborne plus the first Monster Hunter $60.
Okay.
Hand that game out.
Well, they can't just hand it out.
Well, I mean, you got Iceborne.
They need a handler to hand it out. See, they need someone handling the sales.
I understand.
What
if they got a better handler? Okay, now we talk about the new one? The new monster?
Let's do it.
Here, I'm going to remember its name from memory.
Okay.
Namali.
Naomi. You were actually pretty close. The first time, not the second time. Naomi is just a person's name.
Is it not? It ends with an I, doesn't it?
Nope.
Oh, dang. Naomiel?
You're real close.
Dang. Well,
it's,
I don't.
It's Namiel.
Namiel.
I don't, actually don't know if that I'm pronouncing that.
You're
right.
You're probably saying it right.
Namiel.
I'm definitely not saying it right. Namiel.
Yeah.
Man, it's
teased at the end of that trailer, the big 4-minute Brachydios trailer,
story trailer,
Everworm trailer,
little trailer.
Sorry, old Everworm.
How do you spell it?
Namiele.
It looks like a Pokemon.
It does. My first impression when I saw it out loud to you was, it looks like Giratina, which is a Pokemon.
Well, I'm assuming monsters are based off some sort of lore.
Oh, sure.
And Pokemon are also based off some sort of lore origin. Yes. Or...
So the impression that I got, the reason that I went there, the first thing that I said to you was that it kind of looks like a centipede. It's got like centipede-ish physical traits, I guess.
Well, its face is centipede-y.
Yeah, I think it's the like tendrils that give me that feeling.
I don't know what a tendril is.
The like wispy, the like weird whiskers, segmented whisker things.
I mean, it has four legs. I mean, it is a dragon. An elder dragon.
Yeah.
If you want to know a little bit more about it, this is off Games Radar. Valkana specializes in ice. Namiel?
Yeah, there you go.
Commands
Naomi.
Naomi. I'm sure that's what everyone's going to be calling it, right? We heard it here first. Copyright. Commands the element of water.
Maybe those are catfish tendrils instead of...
like a catfish.
But it's got the, like, I don't know. It still looks like a bug to me. It looks like it's bug-inspired.
I mean, fish are just the bugs of the water.
It does have little things on the side of its face.
Catfish. Whiskers.
That kind of resemble, I guess you would call them whiskers on an axolotl?
Whooper.
Yeah, I think Whooper's an axolotl, right?
I think so, yeah.
I was thinking of Dr. Shrunk from...
Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing. Or just an axolotl, because it is an animal.
Games Radar says there are more monsters to come after talking with Capcom. Their suggestions, or what hasn't been shown, but what they think. Popular candidates, according to Games Radar, are Gammoth, Zenogre, or possibly two.
Gammoth's gotta be, right? You can't do an ice area
and not have
Gammoth.
I know.
Have Barioth.
Have
Brachydios. Not have Gammoth. Doesn't make any sense to me. But my rationale maybe I said this on a previous episode, that if they don't do Gammoth, maybe it's because Bonbaro is supposed to be the, like, supplement for, or the replacement, the stand-in for Gammoth.
You can't stand in the Faded Four.
Yeah, but are we going to get the full Faded Four at this point? I don't know that we're going to get the Faded. If I feel like if we get the Faded Four, it's going to be in segmented additional updates.
Maybe.
Like one at a time.
I never want to make the argument of like, well, the framework of Mitsuni is the same framework as Odogaron, so obviously Mitsuni has to be there. Like, I don't want to make that argument because that's not fair.
But are you about to make that argument?
No, I just...
Okay.
I just feel like Gammoth has to be in a game that is ice-based.
Oh, I agree, too. I think it would be nice to see more... I mean, similar to what they did with Core World, where we get some more... Like, I'm excited to see Namiel because... I'm really excited to see another new monster. It's always exciting to see your old classic favorites like Barioth and Nargacuga and Brachydios, but it's even more exciting to me, I think, to see brand new monsters because there's always the opportunity that those brand new monsters can be your new favorite monster.
Yeah.
So I would love to see them do something similar to what they did with Core World, where we get more new monsters now and then add in old monsters in software updates. Because they didn't really add any new monsters through software updates aside from Kulv.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else was like, oh, this is that monster that you remember. You played a lot of this game. This is a draw to come back to it because it's an old monster that you liked.
Yeah.
And I think the Faded Four would be a good draw for like four separate software updates to get people back.
Oh, sure.
Over time. I wouldn't be heartbroken if Gameth wasn't
in
initial
launch. I don't think anyone's
not
buying it because of Gameth.
Right.
Maybe somebody is. One person is.
One person is. Hard stop.
On Gameth.
Canceling my pre-order. No Gameth.
Some quality of life things coming to Iceborne. You'll be able to toggle the HUD on and off. Health bar and stamina gauges display settings, so you can always see the bars. There's a colorblind mode. You can default return destinations for hunts, which can be changed. When you crash land in an area outside of camp, it will either be an area with rare gathering spot or an area with a monster in it. I'm not actually sure what crash landing outside of camp means.
So, you know, when you would head into, you would like go to a hunt and you would like pick a specific camp. Occasionally, you would just land in the middle of nowhere on accident.
Oh.
You'd crash land, quote unquote.
Got it.
Yeah.
More camera speed options and scout fly tracking options. Faster tracking progress when tracking undiscovered monsters in the story. More item box spaces and equipment loadouts as long as you've purchased Iceborne. Those will unlock.
Where's that Niantic 2000 slot?
Charging per
at a pop.
Or there's a bunch of weapons getting changed and nerfed, as well as skills. The big one, though, we don't go, maybe we'll save these for next week, but the big one that, I mean, I've heard about vocally and that is focused here in this Games Radar article is the bow is getting a huge nerf.
It's too good. Bow's too good.
I'll just read Game Radar's. I don't play bow, so I don't want to misspeak or, you know, I can't say what makes it good or what makes it bad, so I'll just read what they have here. Bow, which has been doing disgusting things to every monster in the game due to the busted combination of lentil critical distance and bonkers elemental scaling, is being nerfed pretty much across the board. Its body part damage, elemental scaling, and short scaling is being reined in. The good news is that they are getting a new super critical distance buff, which when shots are fired at an optimal range, i.e. right not right in the monster's face, with illogical close range coatings.
Okay. I do know there are a lot of bow players that really, really love it. Very good weapon.
Hammer is getting better stun values. That's a buff. Longsword is getting foresight slash, requires spirit for critical eye follow-ups. The hitbox was also adjusted.
Bigger or smaller?
Made less forgiving.
Dang.
So there's some other changes here.
Trying to make me more precise. Come on.
Yeah, get precise with your Naruto sword. Anime sword. And does Naruto have a sword? I'm sure he does.
No.
No?
They got jutsus. Some of them. Sasuke's got a sword.
There you go.
But that's later. That's spoilers. Sorry to spoil Naruto for you.
Sorry that he gets a weapon.
They got a kunai. I guess kunai could... I'm not going to get into that. Somebody's going to angrily respond that a kunai is absolutely not a sword.
There's some skills that have been rebalanced for Master Rank, but again, maybe we'll save that for next week. Final bit of news here before we wrap up. I think we're past our 30-minute mark. Is that there is a Monster Hunter World Iceborne fan event in Seattle hosted by Monster Hunter.
The Monster Hunter?
The Mr. Monster Hunter.
Oh.
Mr.
CEO of the Monster Hunter Company.
Mr. Monster, Miss Hunter.
Mr. Hunter. Monster Hunter.
Saturday, August 3rd, 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. at the Showbox.
Ooh.
1426 First Ave, Seattle, Washington. There's a Facebook page for it. First I saw this was on their Instagram, but they have, I think, since tweeted it.
Who's Monster Hunter's Instagram?
Mr. Monster Hunter's Instagram.
Personal gram.
It says, join the celebration of Monster Hunter World with game demos, food, drinks, photo ops, swag, and more. You can register. People at Capcom really like their Facebook pages, I'll tell you that.
You know, there's still a lot of people on Facebook, as much as we all hate to admit it.
Pre-registration is currently closed. We filled our pre-registration spots. We have reserved space for more attendees on a first-come, first-served basis. Entry is limited by venue capacity. We look forward to seeing you there. The event is 21+, ID required. No cosplay weapons, Micah.
Oh.
Large bags must be checked at entry.
You know what I always wondered?
Bring your insect glaive to this party. Keep it in your minivan.
I always wondered how you see so many big cosplay weapons at events like PAX. How do they travel with those dang things?
Uber?
No, like, how do you fly with that?
Oh, I don't know. They have to, like, check it. Maybe
you gotta walk in and check a gigantic sword. I'm really curious about this,
actually.
Maybe
they have, like, cosplay luggage that they check.
Maybe. Like a big guitar case?
Yeah, you just check a guitar case with your sword in it.
Or maybe they ship it to, like, their hotel.
Or maybe they arrive early and make it there.
That takes way too long.
Yeah.
So you're going to be at PAX.
I am. I'm assuming they're going to have a booth.
Yeah. I would assume so.
Play it. Although playing it 7 days early isn't that.
Yeah, but you get to play the Narga Kuga or probably Brachydios, right?
Those. Oh, if they have Brachydios, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I just want a picture in front of the booth. They always have cool booths.
They do.
I want to go to this party. I'm reach out to Yuri because I didn't know that pre-registration would fill in less than 24 hours, but
got to get in there.
I want to see what an official Monster Hunter meetup is. Oh, what if they have little meats with little bones?
You got to ship me one. Ship me a meat.
I'll put it in my cosplay case when I'm returning.
There we go. Perfect.
I can't bring my sword in, so I'll just fill it with food.
Yeah.
Then ship it back.
People ship food all the time. It's fine.
That's our episode.
We did it.
That's it. We'll be back next week. I'll be at PAX.
Yeah.
You'll be out of town.
Out of town.
Oh, it might be me and Will for the first
time.
Might
be you and Will.
I don't think that's ever happened.
I don't think so.
Because you're always here.
I am.
I'm always gone.
I don't do anything. I finally take a vacation and...
Boy, I have to check my flights. That's fine. That's exciting.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. All right. Well, we'll be back next week. If you want, you can leave us a review in Apple Podcasts. You can find us on Spotify, Google Play, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts.
Podler.
You can follow us on Twitter at Carve Podcast. You can follow Mike on Twitter at Micah the Brave. Me on Twitter at Dragging a Lake. Hunters, keep on hunting those monsters.
And keep on cosplaying those monsters. Curveball.
That's good. Threw you thought curveball on the fly.
That maybe would have been better for last week when we talked about the cosplay event, but that's okay.